what day it is. You know what time it is. Of course, you are listening to the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com. On the East Coast, it's 12 midnight. On the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock. And right here in beautiful paradise on the Big Island, we are coming to you live at 6 o'clock. Well, we are just going to get into it. I want to give praise to the Creator. I also just want to pray this evening for reason come in, that the words that we speak this evening will be the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. To help us along with this, I'm going to open up this Fourth of July, but whatever that means today, whatever that means to whoever today, and tomorrow, it takes an opportunity for us to examine this country called America. And I want to go back to one of the greatest pamphleteers, and I say we're going to open up tonight, Lamb, with a little pain, 528 hertz frequency pain. And I would like for this to be our prayer this evening. As Brother Payne said a long time ago, when it shall be said in any country in the world, my poor are happy, neither ignorance or distress is to be found among them, my jails are empty of prisoners, my streets of beggars, the aged are not in want, the taxes are not oppressive, the rational world is my friend, because I am a friend of its happiness. When these things can be said, then may our country boast of its constitution, its government. Thomas Paine, 1737 to 1809, one of the original pamphleteers, one of my mentors, and I am sure that Dr. Horowitz, you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy. Great.
All right, well, we
have you joined us again.
Yes, I had to open, but we don't have any time to waste, not one breath to waste. Let's just cut to the chase and get to the point. Hello, what's going on?
Well, I think it's totally appropriate what you've begun to, you know, look at on this 3rd of July, the eve of the 4th. In the background, I'm here, actually here in northern Idaho. Reverend Roxy's in Hawaii. I'm hearing in the background firecrackers going off already. So there's a great celebration in America over the Independence Day. And yet, are we really free? Are we encased in this whole manipulation, persuasion, coercion, population reduction, the poisoning, the pollution? Are we anywhere close to what Thomas Paine envisioned for our ideal country? And certainly, with all the resources and the brain power and the natural resources included we have in this great nation, why is it that we are not manifesting the vision of the master such as Thomas Paine? I really would like to spend some time on that. It's dear to my heart, and I think it's also very timely. I've been engaged over the last week, for those of you who have been following my work and are close to not only the Inside Hour, but to me personally, you know that I've been heavily engaged in looking at a 24-hour propaganda network that the United States federal government, Homeland Security, as well as the Health and Human Services Department of the United States has opened up, not for your average American, mind you, because your average American is not receiving the 24-hour signal and all the propaganda. Interestingly enough, it's going out on an international satellite. I think it's 61.5 satellite to the rest of the world. So the rest of the world can see it for free. We, however, are actually having to pay for a special satellite dish in order to install it and get it. And that it's interesting, that dish is probably cost prohibitive for most Americans. It's about $360 here in northern Idaho, a little bit more in California. But the reality is that the federal government is going to be making not only a celebration this July 4th, but September is going to be called the National Preparedness Month. That's right, you've heard me. September, from now on, this coming September, it will be announced shortly if you haven't heard it already. September is going to be determined to be, from now on, 2007 onward, the National Preparedness Month, to get you and your family and friends oriented and prepared for biological weapons attacks, nuclear explosions, and other catastrophes in your community that the federal government and the energy industrialists and those who are making money off of the frights and humanity's suffering want you to be prepared for everything that they're about to throw at us. No, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is not against nature, typically. In fact, there's a lot of science today that tells us that this whole field of weather changing and weather manipulation has gotten completely out of hand in the hands of the wrong people. And that the manipulations include not only earthquakes and great storms, but as you've seen, deadly hurricanes, etc. So that now we begin to realize that we are endangered. You know, I've been, over the last several hours, focusing on this HPV vaccine, human papillomavirus, given to who? Young girls. Some newspapers are telling parents that if you have a 9-year-old child, take them to the doctor and get them vaccinated. Who's behind this? The same drug industrialists that are the kind of like the children, the offshoots of IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization, that for all practical purposes was the Third Reich. Now, I know that sounds strange, sounds particularly odd on July 4th weekend where we in America declare our freedom. But really, are we really free? When life now, we're tempted to believe, when we watch television and tune into primetime advertisements that tell us that a normal life is one in which you consume drug after drug to disease, to cure or to treat disease after disease. And that it's a normal life to be on drugs, drug dependent, as well as diseased. How free is that? How natural is that? How much in keeping with nature and cosmic balance is that? So I would like to spend this hour of insight with your permission and your involvement, Reverend Roxy, looking at what is the truth concerning this whole day of celebration of the 4th of July, the Emancipation Proclamation of our own freedom. From the who? The BRICS? Excuse me, when you really look at who's manipulating largely the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel of the world, you got the BRICS. You've either got the Royal Family of England or the Rothschild banking families, the banksters of Germany, who literally control even the wealthiest of wealthy here in the United States. We're talking about the Rockefeller family, in charge of the cancer industry, created the cancer industry and a monopoly over American medicine already by the 1920s. Public health as a field, as a profession, as a governmental service was completely taken over by the cartel. And so what we are evolving into, it's not Emancipation Proclamation Day. It's not the 4th of July. It is a virtual concentration camp, and that we're tempted to believe that the hospitals today are the best in the world. We're tempted to believe that our health care is the greatest. And tomorrow, actually on Thursday, dear Brother Bay from Washington, D.C., I'm pretty sure you know Brother Bay and his group from Washington, the top black activist in the eastern United States. Reverend Roxy, you're familiar with Brother Bay. I'm going to be doing his show on Thursday talking about sicko. Sicko. I don't know if you've seen Moore's.
Dr. Lynn, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's just come out, and there's been a lot of press, and he's gotten a lot of very favorable press. And I ask you, whenever does mainstream media give somebody who's been heavily critical of the system its full endorsement? Michael Moore's gotten that praise, and his film is doing blockbusters. Well, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the message that he's relaying, but I certainly wish in my heart of hearts that he would have gone a little bit deeper into the great tragedy and the enslavement that we here in the United States are currently faced with by not having health care serve as we know it in a land of the free. These hospitals these mega monuments to the medical deities are virtually modern concentration camps. And I'm not kidding. That's the reality check. When you see that all of the diseases that people are walking into these hospitals with, if they don't come out with diseases they didn't have when they came in, they're lucky. New diseases they get while they're in there. That's typical of concentration camps. And beyond that, the food, the lighting, the poisons that are administered in these concentration camps they call hospitals are completely deadly. What's the difference between that and Nazi concentration camps? What's the difference between that on the 4th of July, the Freedom Emancipation Proclamation Day, where we begin to realize that in World War II, during the Holocaust, millions of unsuspecting people were marched to their premature demise in what they called showers for public health, for disinfection. Today, it's the herpes papillomavirus given to children. It's the anthrax vaccine given to the military. It's the smallpox vaccine promoted for the public that are carrying the great plagues and the diseases that are co-triggered by all the other lifestyle risks, the caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, lots of red meats. Watch that television and become diseased. So you got to get out of that box. So that's what the Insight Hour has been about. That's what our work has been about. Reverend Roxy, I know that you are a fan of the Love the Real Da Vinci Code book. And that the Vitruvian. Yeah. And that the Vitruvian woman, the woman behind the man is stuck in the enslaving cell, the box of Babylonian incarceration. The woman, smart, wise, wisdom, connected to the circle.
Dr. Yes. Man, can I interject for just a second? One little thing, because, I've been disturbed today. I hate going to hear, not hate, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry I said that, but I'm just so disturbed because the President of the United States has come on television. If you want to know how silly it's getting, folks, and he has already said he will not rule out a pardon for Libby, Scooter Libby, and he commuted his sentence. So what we're now having here, is another Watergate situation here, folks. And we're not to respond. I'm not saying all of these things for anybody to get up and start getting mad or anything like that. No, I just want everyone to be aware and watch these people. Watch them as in the next week they do something very terrible and they say they did it because they had to do it. And it'll have everything to do with wiping out all of the history that me and you know about what's really going on. Because that's what it's all about for me, is that what they're doing now is they're slapping us in the face with the history that we lived while we're still alive, and they're loving it. And so for the Bushman to come on the radio and on Google and give us this news that he doesn't believe that Scooter Libby should get anything when he was found, he should be dead right now because you're supposed to be shot when you give up CIA agents. When 70 agents, and this is the thing they're not talking about, Dr. Lynn, they're not talking about the agents that died that Bush's pen is going to wipe away with a commutated sentence. While we still have black people sitting in jail because they stole a candy bar back in 1965 and are trapped in the COINTEL program that you're getting ready to do the documentary about. And that's what people have to remember, that they were no-knock laws and they were taking our rights away back in the 70s. And why? We had just had major assassinations. Jim Garrison was starting to get at the truth. He was starting to see that Europe was involved in it, that it was the Russians, and that the Bushes and the Reagans and all of these people were standing in the wings, and Garrison was mocked and locked just like you. So we've got to stop it, folks. There's some reason somewhere, and I just want to say, I've been out here a long time, and I am an activist. I'm a black activist. No, I am a human activist. And black, white, or indifferent, a lie is a lie. And Dr. Lynn, I want you to give them a little more between the eyes, and later on I'll hip them to what was going on in the concentration camps on another show like Mission Possible when we get to it. But right now, tell them, stay away from the fireworks, stay away from the chemicals, stay away from the powders, because that may be how they're going to do it, folks. They're going to release these critters into the atmosphere over this weekend, and we're all going to have colds, we're all going to have pneumonia, you're all going to feel worse than you ever did. So what I'm going to tell you is stop eating what you're eating, change your habit, and don't go to the celebration. Stay home, give thanks that you're still alive and that they haven't exterminated us all in the final solution, because they're back. If they have never left, you better believe they're back. And they're giggling. Dr. Lynn, take it away. Give these people some help and tell them where they can get some help. Tell them about our sponsors, because we haven't done that yet. And then let's get back to the juicy stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Reverend Roxy. You know, folks, on Sunday night at same time as the Insight Hour, it's midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock West Coast, and 6 o'clock Hawaii, you have Reverend Roxy in Mission Possible. That's the radio show on BBS. So I want to thank Reverend Roxy for doing that show. It's very enlightening. Check it out. Also, if you're not a member right now of BBSRadio.com, please go on to the internet at BBS. That's BoyBoySamRadio.com. You're probably listening there right now. For those of you who may be listening over AM or FM radio affiliates, please go right to that website and send in a donation. Make a donation so that you can get in to receive all the archives of the old shows that are really great shows, and there's so many wonderful hosts that are broadcasting all the time. This is a wonderful network. I want to thank BBS Radio, and I want to thank Don Newsom and Doug Newsom and all the engineering help that we get for this show every week. The Insight Hour, I want to thank also our sponsors for the Insight Hour, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com. That's a new link that will get you into all the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, healthcare equipment that I've either personally developed or highly recommend. So my favorite, I want you to know up front, I'll tell you, I've been living off of it. It's one of those miracle foods that I live off of, and without it, gee whiz, I don't, especially since I'm not in Hawaii any longer. We've got the, at least for the next several months, we haven't got this magnificent organic facility and vegetable garden and citrus orchard to partake in. Reminds me, I just received about a week ago a birthday present from my sister, Reverend Roxy, who sent me some beautiful things, dried fruit included, from the Big Island of Hawaii. But in the meantime, I eat Green Harvest. Green Harvest, folks, if you have not tried Green Harvest, you really need to do that. And I say that sincerely from my heart, because I know what power and energy and joy and vitality I get from that sustaining food that I mix with organic fruit juices and some good water. I throw in a banana and I blend it up and I make a delicious tasting fruit smoothie every morning, and that's what's been sustaining me. So I want to thank the folks who deliver that to you. That's HealthyWorldDistributing.com, and there's a toll-free number for you to call to get it. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787 is Healthy World Distributing's line. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group. If you want to have the old records and old files and old articles, there's an archive there that is still being used heavily. A lot of people call our offices in order to get vaccination information and how to get their children out of these hideous genocidal campaigns. Well, some simple things, basic things that you can do. Number one thing you can do is decree your religious objection. Whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, it doesn't matter. The Bible, Old and New Testaments, have certain laws. So on the website, tetrahedron.org, in the article archives file, under the vaccine folder, you'll see a couple great articles to download for free, print out, heavily distribute, save some lives. One is called Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice. The other one is called What Jesus and Moses Would Say and Do About Vaccinations and TB Skin Tests. That is your homework assignment. We've done most of your homework for you. We went through the Bible, selected the verses that deal with God's law to keep the blood sacred and pure versus man's law, injected, infected, intoxicated with bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with smallpox, you're taking cow pus. Cow pus. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You might as well add eye of newt. That'll give you a complete witch's brew. Government seems to have left out that masterful ingredient. So that's what you get when you get vaccinated, and what you can get back from a vaccination stop or clinic is a damaged body or a damaged child. What a hideous tragedy it is today that the autistic spectrum disorders, heavily linked now in the scientific literature, and don't believe these stupid physicians. One called me up the other day. I was doing a radio show. I can't remember. It was in somewhere in the South. A doctor, an MD, a medical deity, called up to complain that I was inaccurate. So I challenged him on the air about the accuracy of his comments and the fact that the documents, including the U.S. government, Centers for Disease Control, secreted documents showing the definitive link between the mercury and the vaccinations that have been accumulating because more and more vaccines are being given to more and more children. And the toxic dose limits have far exceeded the Environmental Protection Agency's standards. So what else can we expect when we poison our children, when we allow that in our ignorance to continue? Anyway, I want to thank that website, Healthy World Distributed, and tetrahedron.org. Tetrahedron, TetraHedron.org. Write it down. Don't just sit there. You can save some lives. Tetrahedron.org. Download those files and pass them out. Help parents and families save their children and save their families. How devastating it is financially and emotionally to have a healthy child one day, take them into the medical deity, and come out with a brain-damaged infant or youngster. Sick and sad as we celebrate our emancipation today on the we're actually into the 4th of July on the East Coast. Happy 4th of July, listeners. So that's something that also troubles me and is challenging to me. You know, how do we walk this walk? I want to bring this up for your discussion, too, my wise sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton.
I'm here.
How do we walk this walk? On one hand, you know, how do we step out of this box of earthly enslavement, of the Babylonian lunacy, and we stay totally connected to this heart, mind, and divine human communion, and literally be blessed in this blissful frequency harmony that the universe and the Creator constantly pours on us? And we are the music of this divinity. And how do we maintain the sanctity and the integrity of that music, that love, as we walk through this kingdom where the shadow of death, you know, I know it has a lot to do with faith. I know it has a lot to do with faith and trust, and I know that that's part of it. But how do we stand and literally put the people who are responsible, who instead of being responsible public servants and politicians, they're prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industrialists and the energy industrialists. They're simply whores, and they're not operating in integrity. They're not even operating rationally, except if one understands that there is a depopulation agenda afoot, and that they're simply serving the genocidal mechanisms by which populations are being decimated and reduced. That's the time of the season. That's this time in history that we're living out. It's been prophesied for millennia as the end times. We have about five and a half years left, we're told by many sources, that before this whole energy frequency shifts into this hyperdrive of spiritual reality versus Babylonian lunacy, that we can begin to realize that we have time is short to do some political action. I'm still into saving some lives. Yeah, I know there's a part of me that says, well, if somebody at this point dies because they've been deaf and they've been ignorant, well, maybe it's their fault. Maybe it's their certainly responsibility. They're accountable for their own actions, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, we're told. Whether we're talking about the spiritual law or the government's man-made law, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So, I mean, I hate to blame victims, though. There's a part of my loving heart, there's a part of us, we understand each other, Reverend Roxy, that we're all brothers and sisters, that we're part of this divine unity, this holy family. So that now, how do we walk this walk in the most challenging times? Yea, we're walking through this valley of the shadow of death. Certainly, we're not going to fear any evil. But still, how do you deal with like days like today where we're faced and we're smashed in the face with this disgusting and despicable actions of our leaders?
Dr. Lynn, I have an answer. I know that
I'm sure you do.
I do have an answer. It's the only answer that I can give. It's the only explanation that I have. My father, Dangerous George Williams, told me a long time ago when we were standing outside and they were getting ready to kill Robert Alton Harris, a young man who I believe grew up, was emotionally disturbed, his diet and everything else, but anyhow, they were going to kill him. And we were there at the San Quentin, and he said to the people there on both sides, please respect God. Now, the only explanation that I have, Dr. Lynn, is that most human beings who have been given the gift of life have forgotten exactly what the goal of this gift is, which is to return to the One and to be in His good graces, in His good pleasure. So therefore, innately inside of us, the One has given us this thing called free will. He also sent His beloved Satan, whose sin was self-glory and pride, down to earth. And he said, gather up all of these people. I live my entire life, Dr. Lynn, distancing myself from evil, distancing myself from stupid. There's a call, Dr. Lynn. Do we
really
want
guess?
To let them in? Do we
well,
want
hello.
To let...
Introduce
hello?
Yourself. Who's online?
Oh, this, hello, this is Heidi.
Oh, hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that I work for Kaiser Permanente, and they are one of the biggest offenders of pushing vaccines through. Just recently, the HPV vaccine has been just railroaded and slammed, and I had a feeling that they were going to do it. They are so tied and interconnected with the pharmaceutical industry. I'm a registered nurse. I've been with them, like I said, for 25 years, and I just really support what you're doing. And even today, I was passing out some literature regarding the harms of the Gardasil vaccine. And I just have to be careful at times because Kaiser, you know, I don't want to get fired or lose my license. But they are probably the most evil and corrupt organization that there is.
Yes, that's a very, very true observation. In fact, you know, Kaiser name, Kaiser Wilhelm, it's the royalty of Europe you're really looking at. He was, if you study Kaiser Wilhelm, he was interested in invading and taking over the United States back in, 1900, I think it was the early 1900. He was still planning a takeover of the United States. Well, that's what they've done. The neo-Nazis, the Anglo-American manipulators, banksters, the power mongers in the energy and pharmaceutical industry have literally pulled this off. And they've done it by enslaving humanity, in America particularly, enslaving Americans to these drugs and this whole fraud that... that Kaiser is heavily carrying through the vaccinations. It was well established, and actually mainstream media reported it, that Kaiser has been consistently the world's leading vaccine testing organization.
Absolutely, I believe that, yes.
Yeah, and that the individuals that they mostly test are the underprivileged, the poor, the inner urban children, particularly the blacks in L.A. If you remember back, this was, I think, about 15 years ago now, where they were testing the easy measles. It was called the easy measles. Easy stands for Zagreb measles vaccine. And they tested it on unwitting children, about 1,200 of them in the L.A. area, mostly black children. And it left the children immune compromised. And the only thing that the Centers for Disease Control official in charge of the program and public relations had to say was that, sorry, this is a quote, sorry, sometimes these things just fall through the cracks, end quote.
Well,
and so, yeah, Kaiser is hideous. You know, you look at, for example, where Reverend Roxy sits right now on the Big Island of Hawaii, the chief provider for healthcare services in a population of Native Hawaiians that has been completely decimated is Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, my God. Well, it's so true because every year, too, they start pushing the vaccines earlier and earlier. And one day I was walking to work. I had my briefcase and all that stuff. And I just saw a line of people around the building to get the flu vaccines. And I just stood there and I just wanted to cry because I'm going, God, don't they know that Kaiser is killing them? I work for this evil, corrupt company. And I've done what I can. I've been reprimanded. But it's like I'm such of a small voice in such insanity there. And I have a child to raise, so it's like I'm walking a tightrope here.
And they have,
you know, I appreciate you speaking out. You're touching a lot of lives tonight, sister.
Yeah,
I do, and I have. I do every day at work. I triage patients. I try to, you know, give them what I can. I've had your book even before on my desk at work to let them see. And, you know, I hope to touch a few people at least. But thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Heidi. Thank you very much for participating on the Inside Hour.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend Roxy, I had a conversation this week with Ingrid Cassell Harkins, who's the nation's leading authority in the vaccine risk awareness movement. She runs largely from her office in Northern Idaho. She runs the National Vaccination Liberation Organization. And we talked about the difference that individuals can make. And we made together when we took on the whole smallpox vaccine scam right after 9/11. If you remember, HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson wanted to inject everybody with this fraudulent smallpox vaccine. And it was from the 1950s. It had been diluted 5 times. And if you realize anything about viruses and bacteria, they mutate over the years, especially when the biological weapons laboratories are modifying them, mutating and hybridizing them, changing the structures of the DNA and the segments within them. And you realize that the vaccines in the 1950s certainly would not be amenable for use in the 1990s or even 2000s. Well, that's what HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson had done. He ordered about $500 million. This was a whole inside trading scam, by the way, when you really study the details. $500 million went to the smallpox vaccines, and that it was the nurses who, by and large, put their feet down, and said, no, we are not going to do this insanity.
Right.
Over 90% of the nurses. That's an extraordinary number.
Right, but I had
a virtual unanimous vote of non-confidence in the drug industry and our own government who wanted to inject this hideous smallpox vaccine into the nursing population.
But I had coworkers who were going to stand in line to get that, and I said, you guys are crazy, and they're just so easily led, and there is corruption that is layer after layer deep that people don't even begin to be aware of, and that's so frustrating to me because I just wish they would open up their eyes and see that there's a genocide going on here.
Yeah. Well, that's part of my, you know, my ministry, too, has been that way. My own, you know, level of righteous indignation. I mean, I know we're standing in righteousness. I know we're right. I know we're in the truth. I know we see the genocide. I know we want to save lives. And that still there's a level of anger. You know, maybe I'm asking, maybe I'm praying. Maybe this is my prayer to the Creator, and everybody listening, you can help pray for me. Because what I'd like to do is elevate above that. Because there's an element in this anger of dissonance, of disconnect. Because this is where the subject that Reverend Roxy has brought up here. My question, how do you walk? She says you walk in faith and trust. I totally agree. And if we walk in faith and trust, then what do we say about all those other nurses and all those other people, human beings just like we are, that are being destroyed?
Yeah.
And their goodness and lives are being literally undermined.
Completely.
So, you know, it's a hard thing for me to reconcile. I think I need your prayers. I certainly need the Creator's grace to be able to uplift one more step out of this box. It's too insane.
Yeah, I need the same thing. Every day I struggle. I'm in such conflict. So, thank you very much, Dr. Horowitz.
My pleasure, sister. Thank you for calling and sharing.
Most welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you. Okay, Reverend Roxy. What's on your mind? And what's on your heart, more importantly?
Well, I was going to say something about the caller that just called in. As she said, she doesn't want to lose her job. The other side of this, and as you go into the minority communities, and I believe the minority community is now the majority community, which is that when I was working in the 60s and the 70s, it was all about poverty. And now the poverty is poverty of the spirit, not only of the pocketbook, but of the spirit. So the reality here is that when we all decide to stand up, that there is a judgment that comes along for having been asleep so long. So it's very difficult to ask the people on the line who have been given appointments by their welfare and social workers or by that priest or whoever that says you can't be in this home or shelter or that you can't get this job or that you can't do this. It's very fine when you can have a disagreement with your employer and say, well, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to lose my job. This brings me back, folks, to exactly what the situation is here. Like Dr. Len said, they have us under a gun. Well, I've been under the gun all my life. I mean, as a taxi cab driver, I could tell you stories about being under the gun. And I have never had that gun go off. And the person who was threatening me with that gun seemed not to pull the trigger. Why? Why is that? I didn't have to ask myself because I knew why. I was protected, that he was distracted, that God sent the spirit, and my eyes were open to have the appreciation to say thanks to God. So when you have appreciation to thanks to God, you start to open up. That's why Dr. Len is talking about 528. He's talking about thanks and appreciation. He's talking about, oh, you've got to take a stand because you can't serve two masters. And if we are to truly evolve like Einstein and when Darwinian said we're going to do, then let us pray that it is to a higher consciousness. Take it away, Dr. Len.
You know, I love what you just shared. That is so true. Let me give you a story, folks, from my life and just confirms exactly what Reverend Roxy shared. You know, there was between 1989 and 1993, for those 4 years, I was on the road most of the time lecturing to healthcare professionals. I trained personally between 90 and 93, approximately 30,000 healthcare professionals, dentists, nurses, physicians, hygienists, and emergency care personnel in infection control, sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection for the largest dental and medical catalog supply company in the world, Henry Schein Corporation. I was their chief go-to guy for this type of thing, and I went. I was all over the place, and I used to routinely, sadly, recommend vaccinations. And I can tell you, after training about 30,000 healthcare professionals and being very persuasive in my ignorance, having taken on the propaganda, not knowing the truth, I can probably say with some certainty that if you just took 10% of my audience, that's 3,000. I'm personally responsible for 3,000 people at least getting vaccinated, of which I would have to say that there's probably a large percentage that got injured The hepatitis B vaccine, by the way, is one of the most hideous vaccines of all. Absolutely insane. And that it's the origin of AIDS. There's lots of documentation. Get the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. And you'll get the whole hepatitis B vaccine story. You can also go online for free and get to the website, originofaids.com, and see how the hepatitis B vaccine triggered the international AIDS pandemic there. So the concept of why is it that I did what I did? What's the perfection in it? What's the lesson in it? What did I learn? And, you know, it's not about waddling or, you know, in this whole despair and depression about the bad thing that I did and the fear that I had. But I can tell you what happened as a result of me waking me up, opening up, and following the Creator. Because the voice of the Creator in this whole direction and change in my life, from that highest level position in the health education field and professional training field, I dropped out. I was blackballed, blacklisted, you name it. I went through it. I had to give up everything. I had to sell. By the grace of the Creator, I was directed to make this decision. I sold a very wonderful dental practice. I practiced dentistry for 16 years. I treated thousands of patients. In fact, one of the nice things about my life today is I find these people when I visit Rockport, Massachusetts, where I did a lot of my work and grew up, and I see the people I worked on and their children, and I see them smiling with my dental work in their mouth, still doing well, and the smile on their face as they thank me again for the years of service I provided. I'll tell you, that's heartwarming. It's wonderful. Gives you a satisfaction about one's life. But the truth is I left all of that behind. It was kind of like I jumped off a cliff in order to do work that I was told, that everybody told me not to do. To investigate the man-made origins of AIDS was highly, highly controversial and problematic for me in my position. So I can tell you, Sister Heidi, and everybody else listening that has concerns about losing their jobs if they do the right thing, that the faith and trust that Reverend Roxy Hampton is telling you about as being the miracle ingredient, the light switch that turns on the illumination that allows for sustenance and revitalization and sustainability and health and happiness in a new career, in a new life, where you're not following the boss except for the boss man in heaven who's given you all the directions and all the guidance. What a joy it is to walk that walk. And, you know, I thank you very much, Reverend Roxy, for bringing that resolution to my urgent question, and you, Sister Heidi, for bringing it up again.
Yes, Dr. Lynn, you are so beautiful. I just want to say that. You are so beautiful. And, folks, if you have the chance, if you have the ways and the means, I really hope that you will check the schedule out on our website and get to one of the Love Code seminars, get to one of the 528 seminars, hear the music, interact with the people, have the exercises, find out, experience, bring it back close inwardly. Get up, like Dr. Lynn says. Don't be dumbed down. Stop watching television. Get involved in sport groups. Get involved in speaking to each other and reading again and getting the books that we're recommending and reading out loud to each other and letting the kids read to you and helping them with the words. Get away from the TV. There's nothing on that television. There really isn't even anything except for BBSRadio.com, and you're listening to it right now. Dr. Lynn, take it away, because I know you have something else you want to tell these people.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm thinking about another truism, that as we've shared tonight, there are new changes that are taking place in our own hearts, in our own minds. There are coping mechanisms that are very, very essential in this time of spiritual renaissance. We're all growing. We're all changing. We're all mastering this possibility of us having a divine human experience right now on earth as it is in heaven. And so the reality is that this is new. And when something is new, if you think back about, you know, new things in your life, how did you get to master them? But by reinforcement, by having it repeated, by practicing it, exercising it, feeding it back between your loved ones and or your teachers. And so the concept that coming together now and asking for social support in bringing these revelations to bear on our lives and the changes that are taking place during the spiritual renaissance time that are so important, vitally important for salvation, both physical as well as spiritual and spiritual evolution, really. So that the Love Code Seminar, if you haven't heard about it, we're going to be conducting about 14 seminars throughout North America beginning in September in Sacramento. Go to, on the internet, www.lovecodeseminar.com, because that's where you're going to be getting the most powerful injection, not of vaccination, but of spiritual truth and frequency vibration that's consistent with divinity. That's where the community comes together, where you'll be with like-minded people celebrating this great news, this gospel, this modern gospel, the best of the best in terms of modern, most powerful revelations. And that this community that we're forming through this whole network is awesome. It's time for us to come together. We need to come together, not only to create the political actions and the movements that are responsible, but also for our own joy and sustainability. It's very, very challenging. Very challenging. I can tell you, I've been out there for a while to be kind of like a lone voice crying in the wilderness. It is so satisfying, alternatively, to have lots of friends and family around, like Reverend Roxy Hampton, Sister Sativa, all sorts of people, like Sister Heidi on this program, who had the guts to call in to share what's on her heart. We are brothers and sisters, yet we have been indoctrinated by the culture, where the American culture, where we learn, instead of collaboration and cooperation, we learn competition and fear. Well, love has got to take that place. Coming together, it's now the time. And so I think it's appropriate that we register for seminars. Check out Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, where we'll meet with each other and share with our extended family these awesome revelations. And once we continue and consistently reinforce these learning lessons of the spiritual renaissance, of the spiritual awakening, that's when we'll be able to walk proudly, righteously, standing right up in the mathematical, musical matrix of divinity, being proud to realize and to actualize that it is the faith and trust in this masterful source of our existence that gives us life, that gives us breath, that gives us the water that we drink, the earth that sustains us. It is that which is the most powerful and awesome universal energy that we can drink up and feel totally satisfied, even splashing and playing in this whole godly presence. And that when we carry that, and we interact with each other, and we reflect in each other's eyes that truth and that wisdom and that light, that enlightenment, that's when heaven comes to earth. This whole Bush administration and this incarceration and enslavement in the Babylonian kingdom is a deception. We have taken it on. We have made the choices consistent with it. It trained us from birth virtually the grave. That's what it does. It gets into your head, brainwashes you, mind controls you, and you end up being a slave, a subhuman, virtually primate slave to the Illuminati, to the gross deception, to the devil doers, to what the Bible talks about in the end times. The greatest deceivers will be those who fornicated with the devil and deceived the wealthiest of the wealthy. They practice sorcery, pharmaceuticals, That's what the Bible says, and the concordance agrees. But the reality is that we have the capacity to emancipate ourselves on this 4th of July, to step beyond that, to take the greatest first step, greatest step, that humanity shall have to take together to sustain itself, to evolve itself spiritually. And that's what's happening, miraculously. It's not by my will, not by your listening, not by our voices, even together, coming together as a human family, that's going to be producing this miracle. It is a naturally evolving plan that's been set into motion millennia ago. Prophets have prophesied it. The book of Revelation decrees it. This is the time. This is the awakening. It is the masterful awakening experience of profound love and connection to this universal vibration of unification that we celebrate here on the 4th of July on the Inside Hour. So I want to thank again our sponsors for bringing you the Inside Hour. I want you to again remind you, on Sunday night, same time, is Reverend Roxy Hampton's show. It's called what, Reverend Roxy?
It's called the Mission Possible Radio Show, because with God, all things are possible.
Awesome.
I'm
and the awesome time.
Unofficial boss.
Yeah. And the time for that show is,
same
again, like time. The Inside Hour.
Same like the Inside Hour, only we're coming to you on Sunday. And then Tuesday, you're going to get your filibuster. Oh, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. You know, I wanted to say something about unity, because it's so interesting, because today I spent a lot of time talking about it. The gospel of unity is the only gospel I preach, Dr. Len. And I'm going to tell you now, everybody know this, that the gospel of unity is the true cure for evil, for no power has evil over God's servants. And if you are a true and sincere servant of God, a child of God, and you have great devotion and appreciation for his nature, you will proclaim his grace and his loving kindness, and you will repay it with doing the righteous thing. And it isn't about wrong. It isn't about right. Let us create a little more value in our life. That's what I want to say to everybody. And bless this mirage that we are free. Let us wake up from this mirage, and let us drink from the fountain of truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks to, again, bbsradio.com. We bring you the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, 12 o'clock midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock West Coast, and 6 o'clock Hawaii time. And I want to thank again Healthy World Distributing. Go online. Get yourself a copy of Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. That's not the same old stuff. It's all new. It's all revealing. And it is totally uplifting. Get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code.com. There's a package special. Go online at healthyworlddistributing.com. Or if you want to check out the portal to a lot of wonderful websites that will bring you up to date with our most profound revelations and greatest news, the gospel, go on to lovetherealdavincicode.com, the website, and travel from there to lots of different places. You can travel and listen to some of Scott Huckabee's magnificent concerts in the perfectcircleofsound.com. That's perfectcircleofsound.com website. You can get off the portal of the lovetherealdavincicode.com website. Check out the 3E, the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer, at 3epower.us. Understand water to be the miraculous creative juice and literally part of the triune God of the universe. So water is where it's at. Your body's filled with it. The best way to do anything with it is celebrate it and uplift it. Frequency vibrate it back into its divine structure, its sacred geometric forms of structured water that lets your DNA sing and lets that energy flow from your cells to other cells to tissues, organs, uplifting your Holy Spirit-filled body, making it all that it can be. So go to 3epower.us and learn a little bit about that. You can go to see our vision at liveh20.org, where we're planning to sing the concert for the 144,000. Minimum, it's a great affirmation. But to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to the Creator, that is a 4th of July celebration emancipation proclamation that I can endorse.
And on that
I'm
note,
Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm going to leave it to Reverend Roxy Hampton to finish the Inside Hour. I love you. Talk to you next Tuesday night. Be well. Be blessed. Bye for now.
And on that note, aloha.